Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Good morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. If you are just joining us, if you're just waking up, if we are the first voices you hear on your alarm clock in the morning, thank you, first of all, for listening to 97.1 FM Talk. Mark Cox here along with Scott Jagow this morning in for Kim St. Ange, and Drew Young is in here for Ethan this morning. They're both on vacation. That Sue Thomas is on vacation. So Roger Brand is filling in for her. You just got me and these guys who've agreed to hang out with me for the morning. Sue will be back tomorrow. Ethan and Kim are off all week on some vacay, so good for them. If you're just waking up right now, there were more rockets that fell in Israel overnight. They have count the casualties at about 10 people at this point, and it hit part of it, damaged part of the American embassy in one of the towns. I don't think there were fatalities as a result of that, but we are hearing this morning from Fox News reporting, and Trey Yangst is reporting that that one of our embassies was slightly damaged by one of the rockets that made it through the Iron Dome. So we're keeping an eye on that situation for you this morning. They have arrested the guy who shot the political elected officials up in Minnesota. They caught him early this morning hiding in some woods south of Minneapolis somewhere. So he is in custody. And I think that's the latest on the breaking news from overnight. So any of that gets updated this morning, we'll bring it to you. Big week for the Supreme Court because they're right at the end of their session. They dumped like 5 or 6 cases last Thursday. I don't know what's coming up this week, what they're expecting, but they got some big decisions that haven't come out yet, and we'll talk to Hans von Spakovsky about that here in the next segment, about 6:20. We'll get to all that for you. But right now, Drew, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Do you have intel that the assassination attempts on President Trump were directly from Iran?
Through proxies, yes. Through their intel, yes. They want to kill him. Look, he's enemy number one.
Yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu right there kind of confirming yesterday that Iran was behind potentially 2 assassination attempts on Donald Trump. And they say he says through secondary sources he's confirmed that, but he claims that people need to be aware that they have indeed tried to take out the American president.
The worst possible outcome for the world is for the Iranian nuclear program to survive after all this. How do you destroy their program? Through diplomacy? I prefer that. Or through military action?
Yeah, there you have it. Lindsey Graham is ready to go to war in Iran, it sounds like. He wants the U.S. to step in and finish the job if Israel doesn't.
You represent an unbroken line of greatness, of excellence. And one of the things the President of the United States has told his entire administration, from the Vice President on down, is that we must remember that the young men and women who put on the uniform and serve this nation are our most precious resource.
Vice President J.D. Vance, himself a United States Marine, had a day there for that military parade. And people like Rand Paul are out there on TV dissing it. I just about couldn't believe what I heard come out of his mouth yesterday. Wow. I don't know. Yeah, that was not Rand Paul, but did you hear that chant? That was in the streets in Los Angeles with the rioters. Many of them not legal United States citizens, many of them here illegally with their faces covered, chanting to your military on the same day that we're honoring the military in Washington, D.C. So the president was at the parade where they were honoring the United States members of the military. Meanwhile, across the country in Los Angeles, the rioters were screaming, kill yourself, to our members of the military. It was one of the most disgusting displays I've seen since this thing started. Not as bad as them throwing projectiles at our military members, which they've done. They fired commercial-grade fireworks at them. They've thrown bottles filled with God knows what at them. And then yesterday or Saturday, they're screaming at them to kill themselves. Somebody needs to explain this to me, because clearly, and I'm sure there will be people on social media this morning agreeing with this, maybe my brain is just not large enough to comprehend what's going on here. I mean, is that it? Is that so? When I see these images of our military going in, and I hear Karen Largemouth Bass in L.A. saying, we don't need the military. This is inflaming the situation. Why? What is it about our military that inflames you so much is what I would like to need. I'll get you some Preparation H if that's the problem. I don't understand that. Our military is there for one reason and one reason only. Because during the BLM riots, where local progressive leaders in Portland and other cities around the country allowed the natives to run wild and do whatever the hell they wanted, what they did was deface federal buildings. And in this case, they've already threatened ICE workers and employees going in and out of the ICE building there in LA. The United States military is there to protect federal property. Show me a single piece of video where the United States military has arrested anyone, assaulted anyone, other than to stand there and take the verbal abuse that you just heard on this radio station, where people are chanting at them to kill themselves, and our men and women in uniform are having to stand there and take it. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. It really is. I know people that live out there. I had to listen to one of them who I defriended a long time ago on Facebook, complete left wing nut. But I saw him on somebody else's Facebook posting that mainstream media's got it all wrong. What's going on out here? There's only a few problems at night. This was in broad daylight. You should be embarrassed to live in Los Angeles if this is what your leadership allows to go on. I'm just saying. Coming up, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, the man with possibly the best name in America. Love that. We'll get to him on the Supreme Court cases that are still pending out there. What are they waiting on? Well, I mean, oftentimes they wait till the last week because they want to be able to drop the decision and get the hell out of town. Maybe they see something coming here with the decision on these injunctions. We'll find out in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hans, good morning and welcome to the show. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
I'm glad to hear that. You got to be in Washington, D.C., I'm assuming, for the big salute to our military this weekend?
Yeah, and it was quite a show, and what a actually terrific way to celebrate 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army.
Yeah, I was proud that they did that this weekend, for sure. You know, so when we talk about how Americans feel about things, I think they have an overwhelmingly positive view of our military, but they don't have an overwhelmingly positive view of the Supreme Court. I was looking at this AP, this Ipsos poll that was out, that's out in the news this morning. It says Americans are divided on major issues that the U.S. Supreme Court is due to rule on in the coming weeks. But most agree on one thing. Neither Republicans or Democrats see the nation's judicial body as politically neutral anymore.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But, you know, part of the reason for that is that the left in this country has been painting the court as a political institution for the past couple of years. Why? Well, because they've been so upset that the majority of the court, which is, you know, largely conservative, has actually been, on in most cases, ruling according to the Constitution, as opposed to trying to get to the social goal that the political left wants. Look, that's why they want to pack the court, because they want to put justices on, who will always rule in their favor, no matter what the Constitution or the law says. So they've been painting the court with political paint now for quite a while.
Yeah, true. So we have, 2 weeks left, and there 21 cases left to be decided here?
Yeah. And look, some of them are extremely important, particularly what's called the Scrimeti case. This is a case out of Tennessee in which Tennessee said, if you're under the age of 18, if you're a child, you cannot be surgically mutilated. You can't be fed poisonous drugs in order to give you the appearance of the opposite sex. And more than a dozen other states have passed laws like that trying to protect minors. And, of course, the ACLU and others sued them. And so the Supreme Court's going to decide, can states protect their children from that kind of medical abuse?
Yeah, including Missouri. So we're all watching that one closely here as well, for sure. Birthright citizenship's another one, correct?
Well, yeah, although the issue in that case is the legitimacy of nationwide injunctions. They're not actually deciding the merits. What they were arguing about just 2 weeks ago was three different federal judges had issued injunctions against the Trump administration. So that was the issue. Were those injunctions legitimate? There's also a big porn case. You know, Texas passed a law simply saying, look, if you're a porn site, you've got to verify than people are adults when they enter your site. And so all these pornographers formed an organization deceptively called the Free Speech Coalition, and they sued saying, no, we shouldn't have to verify the age of people. And I don't think that's too much to ask folks to do if they're providing that. But that's also a big case.
Yeah. And then, of course, the one in Maryland had caught my attention because the Maryland school district suddenly stopped warning parents when they were going to be talking about LGBTQ storybook lines in class. And the parents used to be able to get warned and take their kids out of those lessons if they wanted to. It was an opt out. But then the district decided that was disruptive, huh?
That's exactly right. And the problem was these weren't just in, you know, sex education classes. They incorporated that kind of propaganda in all of their classes, including their English, they're just the standard English classes.
Wow. That's crazy. So the Hans, I was really disappointed that they wouldn't basically take up the AR-15 ban. I think it was in Maryland, wasn't it? Is that the one they declined?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. And all it would have needed is one more vote.
Right.
One more vote of a justice to take it, but they didn't. So, you know, what can you say? I somehow it seems like they've been trying to avoid Second Amendment cases.
What does it mean when Gorsuch says, but we need to? We I think it was Gorsuch or no. It was one of the justices said, we need to consider this in the near future. Is he talking about maybe the Illinois case that's coming their way?
He's saying that they have got to settle this issue because look, it's very clear that a number of states are not paying attention to and are abusing the Supreme Court's prior decisions upholding the Second Amendment. They're putting in very restrictive regulations that are not in accord with the amendment or the way the Supreme Court's applied it.
Couldn't agree more. Hans, appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Hans von Spakovsky there with Heritage. Heritage.org is a great website. All right. We're going to get to a quick break. We'll get you a check of business coming up.
You know, I'm all for the president appearing and doing enlistment ceremonies at military bases. I've been with the president at Dover to receive home our dead soldiers, and so those who have been killed in action and to mourn their loss. But I just never liked the idea of the parade because I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and the only parades I can remember are Soviet parades for the most part or North Korean parades. And
oh, stop. Rand Paul, stop. The parade in Washington, D.C. Saturday was not about threatening other nations. It was about a celebration of our pride in the United States military for the freedoms it gave our country 250 years ago. 250 years ago. We don't do things like the Soviets used to do in the Cold War, where we march our army down the street with the big missiles pointed up in the air and all of that stuff in a threatening manner. That's not what this parade was about. So he's on the news this weekend criticizing us celebrating the anniversary of the Continental Army being formed to take on the British King and the tyrants. But how is that even a thing? I don't even know what he's talking about. I got to be honest with you. Rand, you confuse me and disappoint me, my friend. I hate to hear that. I really do. All right. Hey, let's get us a check of business right now and get to Nicole Murray. Nicole, how are you?
I'm sleepy.
Oh,
it's
good.
It's Monday.
You're there. I'm glad you were there. I was afraid for a minute we didn't have you.
You have me.
We have
always.
You. Yeah. You. So how was your weekend that you were so looking forward to?
It was
busy.
Rainy? It was jam-packed, but it was rainy beyond belief. We even saw an engagement take place right on the beach in the pouring rain.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but a little romantic. They pushed through. It was beautiful.
You know, I was watching the U.S. Open yesterday, and, of course, they're in Pennsylvania, over closer to Pittsburgh, I think. And it was the rain was torrential at one point. They had to delay the U.S. Open briefly, and they cut away to the 2008 Tiger Woods U.S. Open from Torrey Pines from years ago just to fill the time while they were waiting for the rains to go out. I mean, you guys were in the middle of something over there on the coast this weekend.
Oh, I'm over it. It's been like the last three or four weekends that we've had rain. And then when we're at work, it's gorgeous and sunny out.
Well, you just tell Gordon you're leaving a little early today.
I'll tell him you said.
please do. What's going on out there?
Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 769, the NASDAQ down 255, the S&P 500 down 68. A judge has ruled that the owner of grocery chain Fields Foods must pay over $600,000 to a carpenter's union. According to a lawsuit filed with the St. Louis County Circuit Court last fall, the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council claimed the developer, Christopher Goodson, had failed to pay interest on a $500,000 loan. Crude oil futures jumped more than 3% after Israel struck two natural gas facilities in Iran, raising fears that the war will expand to energy infrastructure and disrupt supplies in the region. U.S. crude oil futures rose 3.7% to $75.67 per barrel. Global benchmark Brent was up more than 4.9% at $77.90 per barrel. Senate Majority Leader John Thune on Fox said he's willing to keep senators on Capitol Hill through weekends and holidays if necessary to pass President Trump's big, beautiful bill that is now simmering in the Senate. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is among those doubtful that the legislation will reach President Trump's desk before the 4th of July holiday. How to Train Your Dragon soared to the number one spot at this weekend's box office with more than $83 million in domestic ticket sales. Lilo and Stitch came in second with another $15.5 million in domestic ticket sales. Mission Impossible came in third with just over $10 million. Bugaboo is voluntarily recalling more than 18,000 of its giraffe high chairs due to a potential fall hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission said the company has received 13 reports of minor injuries. And finally, a growing number of people in the dating world are reporting a troubling new trend known as gold digger tests. These are deliberate situations where one person gauges the other's financial intentions by unexpectedly making them pay.
What? Making them pay what?
Like if you go out to dinner or lunch, you kind of push the bill their way and expect them to pick up the tab.
I'm sorry. I'm old school. If a man and woman go out to dinner, I expect the man to pick it up. Does that not happen today? Is that not just assumed?
For me, it's whoever asked to go on the date should be the one responsible paying.
Thank you. That's fine.
But I've had it a few times where, you know, I'll offer to split, but most times the guy still picks it up anyway, even when I offer. But if I'm trying to put myself in their shoes though, like if I were asked and I were put on the spot, I think I'd be more upset that they're testing me versus just, hey, it's your turn. Do you mind chipping in kind of thing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, dude. Take the loss. I mean, just pay for the dinner. Be a gentleman and just pay for the dinner. So that's a method of means testing? Like you want to make sure they have the ability to pay for it?
Making sure they're not in it for the wrong reasons.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know how else you would test that, I guess, if there's a pattern. But still, I mean, even if I go on a few dates with a guy, by the third or fourth, like, I'll offer to pick up the bill at some point just to kind of keep it somewhat like, all right, you got a few, I'll get this one.
Right. I think I would be more worried about that if I was the person with all the money.
That's what they're saying. Okay. The person with all the money is the one doing the tests where they'll slide the bill to the other person see. If like, oh, will you pick this up without a problem?
If you were going out on a date and you picked me up in your Bentley and took me to the club, I would not expect that you would be expecting me to pay for the lunch because you're clearly loaded.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. That's a pretty good test.
Yeah, don't expect me to pick up a 5-star dinner. That's for sure.
No, thank you. All right, Nicole, have a great Monday.
Thank you.
Get out of there.
Much.
You have my permission to leave.
All right, I'm telling him right now.
All right, see you later. All right, bye. Just your luck. You look outside, it's sunny. Not here right now. I'm looking outside and it's cloudy. There's still a chance of rain today. Might have a decent day tomorrow, but I think Wednesday's the day that it's supposed to pour rain. I don't know. You know, I was complaining there before we got to Nicole about the criticisms of Rand Paul on this military parade. He said it reminds him of Soviet military parades back in the 70s and 80s, and I don't get that at all. I don't get that. Like a friend of mine just sent me a text message, and I think he makes a point. Fleet Week happens every year. He says it's a whole week of parades for the Marines, sailors, and Coast Guard. It's been going on since 1935, and it costs a bundle. So a one-time parade for the Army on its 250th birthday is nothing. I mean, I really think you have to put this in perspective. This No Kings crowd, and I call it the no, you know, no one cares crowd that turned out this weekend peacefully, as everybody wants to talk about it, unless, of course, you consider threatening to kill someone. 86 and 47 is peaceful, which is the chant we heard locally here in St. Louis, at least in some spots. That's just not an issue. I'm sorry. These folks are not not everyone out there had ill intentions, but they were critical of the parade because they wanted you to believe that Donald Trump was only doing it because he thinks he's a king. I don't get that. So I guess my question is, what delineates that in your mind? What delineates somebody being a tyrant in your mind? Can anybody answer that for me? Because I'm looking at what the other side has been doing. It's okay for Governor Newsom in California to dictate what kind of car you can drive, but that's not tyrannical. It's okay for Democrats to force masks on your children during COVID and make them sit behind barriers and stay home from school, but that's not tyrannical. You can be banned from attending church during COVID, but that's not something a king would do. Democrats can leave the border wide open. Democrats can ban parents' rights in schools. That issue is before the Supreme Court right now. But none of that's tyrannical as long as it's something the Democrats want. When you start deporting illegals who broke the law to come into our country, that's somehow tyrannical. I don't see it. And I think it's blown completely out of proportion. You need to use your brain. Engage your brain before you engage your mouth is my take on the whole thing. All right, coming up, Scott and I are going to get to In Other News in just a few minutes. Next hour, we will talk to Ashley Thomas-Smith on this conflict, this growing conflict with Iran and potential U.S. involvement. We'll get to that about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Wow. Speaking of eruptions, did you see J.J. Spawn sink that, I don't know what it was, 40-yard putt to win the U.S. Open yesterday?
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. In a pouring rain, the guy before him was right behind him, so he kind of stood and watched, and he kind of went to school a little bit, and that guy missed by a couple of inches. And this guy puts the ball in from 40, it was probably 45 feet away. I don't know how far the putt was. It looked like a long way.
Yeah. You know, did you know that 15,000 trees were cut down on that course to make it a links course?
What?
It's true.
I did not.
Yeah. It's very hard, though.
Oakmont's
one of the hardest courses in America. And, I mean, the U.S. Open is always tough because the rough is thick and the fairways are narrow. This one in particular, J.J. Spahn was the only golfer under par.
For the final round. Yeah. That's amazing.
For the whole
course, right. Yeah. But there were people during the course of 4 days who were under par.
Yeah, yeah.
But by the end of it, they were all over par. It was unbelievable. It really was.
How about this one? Bed bug infestations at two Las Vegas resorts have sparked lawsuits. Four people are reported serious injuries. In one of the suits against the Luxor, a woman said she had been massacred by bed bugs, suffering emotional distress along with her injuries. The attorney representing the plaintiffs urging hotels to make sure housekeepers are properly trained on dealing with bed bugs because they reproduce at a ridiculously high rate.
Have you ever had them?
I have not.
Drew?
No.
So my wife went on a trip one time and got them and didn't know it, and then came back, and then we both had them, and it was awful.
It
and then you have
awful.
To get this cream and rub it on you, which which kills them, right? But it's still a miserable experience. So we were about to book a trip to go on a cruise later this year, and we have to stay somewhere the night before the cruise, and I booked a hotel, and my daughter called me and said, "Have you read the reviews on this place?" And I'm like, "No." She goes, "Everybody's saying they got bed bugs there." So I had to cancel those reservations to book a different hotel. Yeah. Don't want to do that again.
No.
Not a chance. So I love traveling to Yellowstone and to Glacier and all those places. One of my favorite places. And there's an entire page dedicated to idiots who go there and try to get too close to a bison.
Yeah.
I love the meme that shows has a cow on one side and a bison on the other side, and it says cow, and the other one says assault cow, because a bison don't play, baby. And this guy got out of a car, 30-year-old man from Randolph, New Jersey, got too close to one of these in the Upper Geyser Basin near Old Faithful and got gored.
This is the second attack this year.
Oh, yeah.
It happens quite often. Actually, bison are the most, they have the most attacks. They're actually docile animals, but they get threatened, and they can run three times faster than people, and they weigh an actual ton.
They do. It's true. So, just don't be stupid if you're around. You wouldn't approach a bear. Don't approach a moose or a bison.
I know
that simple.
I know you're not supposed to like cross their paths, or they'll charge you.
Correct.
So
yeah.
And also, when you're at the Grand Canyon, don't stand right next to the ledge.
Please don't.
One
to get a selfie.
Hole.
Yeah, thank you.
A woman is getting roasted on the internet for her baby shower invitation because it included the name of her baby, and that's the problem. Chernobyl. Chernobyl Hope is the name she chose.
Oh.
Maybe the parents were unaware of the 1986 disaster in Ukraine. People didn't think it was funny, but there were a few jabs like, "I'm sure everyone at the celebration will be radiant." Or, "I guess it's a nuclear family."
There you go.
But seriously.
Or she won't need a nightlight. She'll just light up the room, right? One of the two.
It's a, you know, the terrible disaster,
that,
though.
Yeah, no kidding. That's unfortunate. She didn't know that. All right. And finally here, remember the line, "We'll leave the light on for you. I'm Tom Baudette."
Yeah.
Well, Tom Baudette's relationship with Motel 6 has soured. And apparently he severed ties because they owed him $1 million, but they continued to run his commercials. So now he's suing Motel 6 to get his money back.
And did you know that that line was ad-libbed by him during a take?
No kidding.
Yeah, it wasn't written.
Good for him. He had $1 million contract with him that just got canceled. How about that? All right, back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.